Welcome to Hypnagogue Podcast number 364. I'm very glad you could make it. I've already poured you a glass of liquid terrain.
Thank you. getting to the bottom of all this talk about the so-called flying saucers. As a matter of fact, the 509th Atomic Bomb Group headquarters at Roswell, New Mexico, reports that it has received one of the discs, which landed on a ranch outside Roswell.
Thank you. wish I was just like her. I was just like her. Well, I had a dream in which I was just like her. I was just like her. I certainly wasn't myself. Certainly wasn't myself. really hope you'll stay. For a champagne
Thank you.
Now, I realize fully well that at the end of the last show, I had talked about once again doing something where we were splitting between the holding tank and the library. And then I got a look at, I got a look at my queue, and I got a look at my inbox, and I realized that I had tons of good new music to play, and I was overcome with guilt that I was not getting to it, that I was only giving the new stuff half as much attention as maybe I should have, and so I made an executive decision to just go back to playing things from the holding tank. Someday we'll get back to jumping into the library here and there. The artist that John forgot, I'll work that in somehow. Don't worry, because I like doing that, because it shows just what a terrible podcast host I really am. But I just felt that to give this new stuff its due for another bunch of episodes, we will just focus on that. So that is what we did, and to make that up to you, I gave you a nice uninterrupted flow of music. You want to talk about the stuff that we were listening to? Because there's 14 tasty tracks of it. Kicked off with something from Liquid Terrain. It was the title track from their latest release, Ripples. After that, B. Ashra from Fluffy Spirals. I have more B. Ashra hiding in the holding tank. See, this is why I need to get to all this stuff. But that was from Fluffy Spirals. That track was called Happiness. Then I dipped into a compilation album called Saturn, and the artist is For the Glory of Nothing, and that track was Cassiel Rising. Two great Australian, Mirko, are you Australian? I think he's Australian. Two great Australian artists coming together on one album called Anti-Gravity. It is The Adelaidean, who you've heard here before, and Deep Space, who you heard here a long time ago. I have not heard anything from Deep Space for quite some time. Back with the Adelaidean. I actually also have a Deep Space album to share with you at some point. But this wonderful, spacey, beautiful album is called Anti-Gravity. That track was Star Cradle. Ernest Woodall after that. Well, a little bit of a vocal sample drop leading us into Roswell Phenomenon from Tales Under the Full Moon. And then one of my favorite artist names recently, I like this, it's either Now Pipe Symbol Here, like Now slash Here, but it's not a slash, it's that straight one, it's called a pipe. But if you look at it too, it also says Nowhere, so whoa, mind blown. Whatever you call them, their album is called The Wayfarer, that track was Anankasm. And yeah, I looked up Anankasm. So you can go one of two ways with the definition of Anankasm. Either it is one of the three modes of evolution identified by a gentleman named Charles Peirce. I don't want to dig too heavily into that. We'll stop there. Charles Peirce, he's a guy. Or it is an obsolete term, reading now, an obsolete term for a ritualistic act or sequence of acts performed by a person with obsessive compulsive neurosis. So you can pick which one you want. Is it a mode of evolution, or is it something that a person with obsessive compulsive neurosis does? You decide. The song remains the same. Old guy's nodding. You get that reference. After that, Mono Heart from their self-titled release, and I have to attempt to pronounce Lo Emperador del Doloroso Regno, Canto 34. I believe that is a Dante reference. Then it was Toby Morare. Morare? M-O-R-A-R-E. I have listened to this album so much. It is so much fun. It's called Soul Kitchen. I gave you the second track off it, Berlin Vibes. Every track on this album is just funky and cool, and you'll turn the volume up. It's a quick album. And you will leave it on loop because you will just want to get deeply funkified by Toby Morare's Soul Kitchen. After that, Sky Creature from the double EP, I guess, Bear Mountain / Child World. That track was Light Reflected. That kind of started to lead us into a little stretch where we focused a little bit on the vocals. Because after that, it was Liz Addison from the Elements release with Rhythm of Earth. And just in time, I literally, 2 days before I'm recording this, unpacked a new album from Paulina Fay, who formerly recorded as Paulina Cassidy. It is called Glow. It's full of beautiful drifting dream pop. That track was called Play. Another album that, this, as soon as I heard this track, oh my goodness, it sunk its hooks into me. Matthew Bertner. The album is called Ice Fields, a fascinating album. And that track was You Sink Into the Singing Snow. And then I brought us down into some kind of droning, drifting areas. I took an excerpt from Litmus 0001's From Cloud to Sea, and we closed out with Aaron Oppenheim. He had two albums recently, Labor and Leisure. I dug into Labor, and I pulled out a track called Toil. And that is how episode 364 came together. My name is John Shanahan. I very much appreciate you taking the time to download and listen to this program. Just a reminder, you can always subscribe so that you do not miss a single episode. Any podcast aggregator that you are using these days is going to have the show on it because they just reach out and grab it. You can also head to hypnagoguepodcast.com. You can put in your email address in the right-hand menu, and shows will be sent directly to you in your email inbox. However you wish to get it, I just don't want you to miss a single episode because, like I said, there is so much good music coming your way. I have so much stuff to go through. I had posted on Facebook recently that right now, with what I still have in the holding tank, what I've just unpacked, I have enough music for the next 12 shows. If I just play one track from each of these albums, I'm good for 12 shows, basically. So hopefully I'll make it that far. You never know. And another morbid one from Shanahan. What is wrong with that guy? Well, see if I get to the next one, 365, and no, it's I know what you're thinking, and it's not what you're thinking. We just did 360. I'm not going to do 365. I suppose now I could go,
or am I?
Well, I guess you'll just have to tune in 2 weeks and find out. My friends, I appreciate you being here, and until the next program when we all join together to listen to more music, I bid you peace and power.